You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Friday, November the 10th, and I'm Andy Holding, looking at another varied card at Dundalk. Eight races, of course, traditionally for us, beginning at 5:30 and ending with 9 o'clock. Normal fare, plenty of big fields, some good handicaps there tonight, particularly at 7 o'clock. That brings together one or two useful performers over the mile trip of late, including Katia Mann and, of course, Secret Wizard. But one or two of the maidens also look as though they've got some nice little bets in them as well. So hopefully we can get our heads in front tonight at Dundalk. We begin at 5:30 with that aforementioned Claimer over 6 furlongs. Menelek probably sets the standard here. Certainly he's the highest rated in the horse and highest horse rated in the field. And he, to be fair, has been running to a fairly good standard of late over either side of the Irish Sea, including that good fourth three starts ago behind You Don't Do You. That was a very good time figure with Mazzini, finished second. And I suppose he was a bit disappointing the next day when he came into Dundalk, but he probably found that 5 furlongs a little bit too sharp, as he did the last time at Chelmsford. 6 furlongs, definitely his trip, which he's got tonight. Smullen's been booked and he's in stall one. The gods certainly haven't been kind to Rivellino. He would have been my automatic choice here. He ran a really good race here in a very hot handicap won by St. Brelard's Bay last week, doing all his best work from the back of the field. In fact, he turned in with a fresh air behind him, but he finished his race off very strongly. Actually, covered the last 3 furlongs, did 33 and change, which you don't often get here at Dundalk. So this horse is clearly in good form. If he can overcome that stall position in stall 14, and given the way the track's riding nowadays, they tend to come down the middle, it's probably not as bad as it probably was a couple of years ago with the cutaway, of course. But he's in good form, Rivellino. Wherever he finishes, he's definitely worth one keeping an eye on. So Menelek sets the standard, but I suggest a small each way on Rivellino, despite the draw there in race one.
Race two.
On to the second race then, comes up at 6 o'clock, and we've got a very competitive nursery on our hands here. But I'm going to stick with the informed on me trained Art of Unity, who got off the mark at the same time of asking here on his all-weather debut a couple of weeks ago, when he started very strongly from the back of the field to justify his position in the market. He was very well backed on that occasion, despite being up against several similar types. He certainly suggested anyway over that 5 furlong trip that 6 furlongs shouldn't be a bother indeed. He should indeed improve for it, the way he went through the line very hard. And even though he's up against a couple of horses here who've shown form of late, particularly Stormer's Broken, of course, who got his head in front also here a few weeks ago. From a good draw with Oisin Orr on board, I'd expect Art of Unity to justify his position in the market there in race number two.
Race number three.
On to race number three then, and we have got a very decent looking maiden on our hands here. Jockey booking certainly suggests that Platinum Warrior is the number one choice from the Mickey Halford stable, having finished second to the Kid Bobby on his all-weather debut back on the 3rd of October. But back in the field that night was a horse called Pienta, also from the same stable, and I really like the way that horse shaped on that occasion, and I suggest that at the prices this morning we can get 10 to 1 about Pienta, that we back that horse each way rather than take a short price about Platinum Warrior, because I don't think there would have been a great deal between them on that occasion, because Pienta got absolutely no run whatsoever when getting up a nice head of steam approaching the final furlong. I certainly think he would have been very competitive and certainly had a chance of winning that race or going very close had he got a clear run. So based on that assumption, there's no way Platinum Warrior should be 11 to 10 and Pienta 10 to 1. There's not 10 times difference between their abilities on the evidence of what I saw. Obviously, the fly in the ointment could be this colt by Teofilio, National Security, who's been hammered, absolutely smashed off the boards this morning. I think he was available around about 3 to 1, 7 to 2. At time of recording, he was 5 to 4 joint favourite with William Hill. So obviously, he's going to have to be seriously considered. But Pienta, at the prices anyway, he'll do for me each way.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and it's the first of the real competitive older horse handicaps. As I mentioned on the top of the piece, definitely the best race on the card, and certainly brought together a very useful field with horses that I think could be improving quite significantly throughout the winter. And that includes Catchy Man, who seems to have found his niche very much so on the all-weather. He warmed up on his first all-weather start with a good run behind Atlas and John S in a very strongly run race. And although he was favoured and he might have disappointed some, his supporters didn't have to wait too long to get their money back, because he fairly made light work of a very good field here only a week afterwards. Given that seven furlong trip ideally would have been short of his best, I thought that was an upgradable performance by this Chamadel Gelding. And even though he's got a tricky draw to overcome tonight, I actually think that'll suit his run style, because he does like to come late, fast and wide. There should be plenty of pressure on the front end of the field here, because Secret Wizard and good old Geological like to force the issue. And if there is a horse to perhaps upset the apple cart and pick up the pieces later on, then it might well be Red Avenger, who's definitely looking as though he's beginning to edge back to form based on his run here behind Secret Wizard only a week ago. He did all his best work at the end, and he's dropped to a really favourable mark now, this gelding by Warfront. Don't forget, in his pomp a couple of years ago, he's winning off the Heady Heights of 95. So surely can only be sooner rather than later before this horse gets his head in front. So Catchy Man, very much the one to beat down the front end of the market. But do keep an eye on Red Avenger, who's certainly getting back into the groove of late.
Race 5.
On to the 7:30 then. And a quite a competitive and wide open affair. Ran about 4-1 the field at time of recording. St Marlowe's the one I quite like here. I think this could be a real shrewd acquisition from the Dennis Hogan stable. Of course, a yard in good form. And Alan Glynn, who rides for them, a £7 claimer, will certainly come in handy here, taking a little bit of weight off this horse, who's got an amazing 10 stone at 11 to go. I don't think I've ever seen that before. A horse carrying 10-11, such as his kind of like qualities over the rest of this field. If class is very much the thing you go by, then this horse has got it in an abundance, because he chased down a very good horse last time out, as we know, Harry Fry's Golden Birthday, who's been in fantastic form under both codes for the Harry Fry stable. And you know, given that this horse only got beat 3/4 of length when in the care of Roger Varian, certainly suggests that he's very much a horse to keep on the right side. His all-weather record reads really well. His last four runs are 2-1-2-2, so an all-weather surface is very much what he wants, very much in keeping with his pedigree by Street Cry. And this mile-and-a-half trip should be absolutely ideal. So St Marlow hopefully can get off the first time of asking for new connections there in the 7:30.
Race number 6.
Right, on to the 8 o'clock then, and I'm going to give another chance here to Curly Girl, who's been a little bit of a frustrating filly, it has to be said, in recent times. She's been certainly knocking at the door. She's finished second on 3 of her last 6 starts, including a very creditable effort here on the 3rd of October when she was run up behind Mickey Halford's Invincible Riker. Now, the time figure that race suggested that we're dealing with a pretty decent maiden, and I like the way Curly Girl finished off a race from the back of the field. The mile trip last time out on soft ground at Leopardstown certainly stretched her stamina to the limit. She was never likely to get home on that occasion on that stiff track, and that's exactly what happened after she weakened in the last 100 yards. But her two runs back-to-back over 7 furlongs over tonight's track certainly suggests to me anyway that she's got to be very, very close to winning tonight. If you can get anything about Curly Girl each way, then I don't think you'll be disappointed. She should finish in the first three at the very least.
Race 7.
On to the 8:30 then, and the one to keep on the right side of here is last week's winner, Tynamite, who finally got off the mark at the fifth time of asking. And on the evidence of what we saw on that occasion, there should be a good bit more to come from this gelding by Alnodim, because he was very strong in the finish there. He really did power his way to the line to suggest that he's a very well handicapped horse at present. Obviously, 7 furlongs on the all-weather is very much his bag, given the way he finished off his race. And his time figure wasn't too bad either. Nathan Cross, decent £7 apprentice in the plate, and drawn his stall one as well. There's lots of things to be said positively in the direction of Tynamite. The other one to mention is Burren View Lady, who comes in great form. She has run 2 topsy-turvy races of late. 2 starts back, she made all the running and cut out a really strong pace in the hands of Alan Glynn, and saw her field off in pretty determined fashion. But then next week, unbelievably, she completely fluffed the start, and she was a good 10 lengths off the speed after about a furlong. But she did make some eye-catching ground up later on to suggest she's still in good form. And if she can break cleanly from that outside draw, I think she can certainly outrun her odds. But Tynamite is probably the more reliable of the two on the basis of what we saw last time.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, not a race to go overboard with. Obviously, Timmy is going to come under close scrutiny here from the Keith Clark stable, having finished second to the aforementioned Boroughview Lady last time we saw. But I do quite like the claims here of Tom Dooley. He's a fairly reliable type in this kind of grade, and he's around about 8-1 this morning, which looks a decent each way bet as far as I'm concerned. His last two runs here at Dundalk have been particularly good, or on the weather, on the all weather. More points to fact. So that win at Laytown was a decent one. He won by 3.5 lengths that day, which is a fair distance, given that not many horses can win by a wide margin at Laytown. And his run, I thought, here back over a mile, a trip which kind of stretched his stamina, was not a bad one either, behind the inform and well-handicapped boxer Dunford. Nicely drawn tonight with Billy Lee on board, his regular pilot. Hopefully Tom Dooley can reward us with a nice each-way run there in the final race. Once again, thanks very much for listening to this edition on Friday of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to take a look at Navan's card on Sunday, when we've got three graded races for you. The Four Auction Novice Hurdle, the Lismullen Hurdle and the Fortura Chase as well. So plenty of good action to get stuck into on Sunday at Navan. Until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.